Good evening, everyone. The time is now 5 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is open. If I may have an acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on July 18th, is there a motion?
Move favorable.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. First is PCR 97-22. Bid number one is 2023-097, Class A Body Repair and Painting. Good evening, Major Lima.
Good evening. The police department went out to bid to seek qualified Class A body repair and painting vendors to establish a rotating list for the repairs of various vehicles maintained by the department under bid 2023-097. We received three qualified bids. The police department currently has another bid in place that is similar to this, but only has full collision repair license vendors, which are classified as Class B auto body shops. This bid only includes Class A auto body shops. This new bid will give the department options to choose a repair shop that goes above and beyond the minimum requirements to become certified in the state of Rhode Island. The police department is recommending that this award be awarded to all three vendors: Affordable Auto Sales, A1 Custom Auto Body, and Tasca Collision. If approved, financing would come from the Police Department Operating Budget Code 76-358, Insurance Proceeds, and Code 30-330, Auto and Vehicle Maintenance, for a total not to exceed $90,000. This is a one-year contract, which we would like to begin on August 23rd, 2022, which would coincide with our Class B Auto Body bid.
Thank you, Major. I realize I caught some of the councilmen off guard, so I'm giving them an opportunity to catch up. Is there any questions from members of the committee? Thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Chief. How are you?
Good evening, Major. Thank you.
So, Chief, how do you interpret the rates for paint, repair, front, rear bumpers, etc.? A1 Custom Auto Body has $52 an hour. Affordable Auto Sales has $500. Is that a flat rate?
That's correct. We contacted them. They tell us how many hours it should take to do a job, and it comes out to about the same numbers.
So A1 is saying that they're going to have less than 10 hours on a vehicle?
Correct.
Okay. And you say you would contact at A1 about that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The second bid is 2023-128, State of Rhode Island Wireless Cellular Services. Good evening, Director Carlucci.
Good evening, Phil Carlucci, Director of MIS. This is a request under City Ordinance 5610 to piggyback off of Rhode Island State MPA 299, which is in effect until 6/30/24, covering wireless communication services and equipment and awarded to Verizon Wireless in the amount of $86,360. This would cover us from the period of September 1st, 2022 through August 31st, 2023. The cost is actually split across a number of departments that are listed on this letter that makes up the total. Those are historic estimates. Of course, as a cell phone gets decommissioned or a new one's been added, that varies slightly, but for the most part, those are the covering costs.
Thank you, Director. Any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director. Item number three is 2023-091, remove and replace repair roofs at Fire Station 8. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening. Public Works is requesting to award the bid for the removal and replacement and or repair to the roof at Fire Station 8 in the amount of $81,000 to Plan B Construction. They were the lowest overall qualified bidder with a two-year warranty. And
I'm sorry, Christy, I couldn't hear you. What was that, please?
Oh, they were the overall lowest qualified bidder with the, and they offer a two-year warranty on the labor, and then the gas lifetime limited warranty for the material.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Christy, how many square feet of roofing is this entail?
I don't have the bid specs with me.
Well, I think it's relevant to determine what the square footage cost is per foot on this material and the labor. So you don't have any square footage information?
I don't have it with me.
So then I can't come up with a number for a cost per square foot. Obviously, you know I'm experienced in this type of work. So because we don't know how many square feet we're talking about, I don't know if these prices are good, bad, or indifferent. And I'm particularly concerned with such a significant difference in costs. And not knowing what the square footage is going to make it very difficult to analyze that. You said that it comes with a two-year labor warranty, GAF limited lifetime warranty. What is the warranty on the metal roofing? GAF is a manufacturer of the product. I'm not aware of them making metal roofing. So who would be the manufacturer?
The metal roof is a repair. They're not replacing it.
It's what, please?
It's a repair. They're not replacing it.
It's a repair. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have over here an additional decking per square foot price of $10 a square foot. Is that $10 a square foot per layer of additional decking? Or does it matter if it's two, three, or four additional layers of decking?
I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that.
Okay, so when you're replacing this roofing, and I'm assuming that being a GAF product, we're talking about an asphalt fiberglass type shingle as opposed to rubber roofing?
I'm sorry?
I say, based upon the information here that it's a GAF limited lifetime warranty, I'm assuming that this is an asphalt or fiberglass shingle as opposed to rubber roofing?
Correct.
Okay. This pricing of $10 per square foot, is that regardless of whether or not the decking is plywood or plank boards?
Yes. It was not specified whether or not it was decking or, I'm sorry, whether it was plywood or plank boards.
And Plan B Construction, are they a licensed roofer in Rhode Island?
I would imagine so. Do you have any information that they're not, that we would need to change the recommendation?
No, that's my question is, do you have a license number? This is a commercial building, so they're required to have a commercial roofer's license to do this building. Do you have the number?
I don't have the registration number, but I would imagine if they weren't qualified to do the job, they probably wouldn't submit a bid.
Well, I would not assume that. Purchasing would have reviewed this, correct?
They open the bids and they send them to the departments for review.
I think I saw...
Councilman, if I may, you've asked a few questions. Just want to make sure there's no follow-up questions from members of the council.
Can I finish with this questioning on this item before we jump to something else?
We're not jumping to something else.
Someone else?
I'd like just to see if there's any follow-up questions from members of the council, and then we'll go right back to you. Councilwoman Travis or Councilman Ricks? You're all set. Go ahead, Councilman. Council President.
Chairman, with all due respect, I think that was unnecessary. I'm in the middle of a question on a particular item. You could have at least waited until I finished the questioning on that item to interrupt and ask someone else if they have a question about it.
You,
I think that was uncalled.
Councilman, you were preparing to call another person from a department up to ask a question. So what I felt was appropriate was to give other council people if they had any other follow-up questions. This committee, during the course of the time, did our due diligence. We received these packets over 10 days ago, and we made our phone calls. And as I've said numerous times, these are phone calls that you are always welcome to make. And I just wanted to make sure the other council members didn't have any other follow-up questions while you continued into it with another department head.
Well, that's fine. Whether I was going to another department or this department, the questioning was on the same issue. And whether I choose to ask the questions on the floor so that all of the residents that are listening in can hear the questions as well as the answers, or do it by phone is my privilege. And I choose to ask this question on the floor. And for the record, I was on vacation. I didn't return home from vacation until Friday, and I was not unable to get into this until Friday.
I can respect that.
Weekend, I got it done. So the question still remains.
So I can respect that, and I will respond. This committee, it is our task to review as a committee, as you were well aware in the 4 years you were the chairman, it is our job to review this packet and make a recommendation to the council, which is what we are prepared to do. So in the meantime, while respecting the other council members and time and the amount of items we have to go through, I checked with the other council members to give them a chance to ask the question. So I understand that they didn't have a question, so now you're welcome to call up the next department head that you wish to ask the question with.
So it brings me back to whether or not anyone, whether it be Department of Public Works or purchasing, has a Rhode Island license for this roofer to do commercial work. Because if they don't, and there is no license, then we shouldn't even be voting on this. So that's my question. Does anyone know? And I shouldn't have had to even make a phone call.
They do have one.
They do have one. What is the number?
The number's not available at the moment, but it's the director stating that they do have a commercial license.
Okay, if you could send me that license number, please, I would appreciate it. That's the questions I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Further questions from members of the public? Further questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next item is bid number 4, which is bid 2023-136, a 2022 Ford F-150 police response four-wheel drive crew cab. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. Chief McMichael for the Warwick Fire Department. We're seeking a 56X exception to bid for the purchase of a 2022 Ford F-150 police responder four-wheel drive crew cab vehicle to replace the current 2012 Ford Expedition command vehicle that was recently heavily damaged in an accident on Route 95. The vehicle was scheduled for replacement in the fiscal year 23 capital expenditure budget due to its age and condition. And on July 26, it was heavily damaged in an accident on the highway. The vehicle will be purchased from the Colonial Municipal Group under the Greater Boston Police Council Cooperative Bid. The total cost of the vehicle is $54,179.75. The reason for the exception to bid request is due to the availability of the vehicle. Productivity in the motor vehicle industry is extremely delayed, and the vehicle is already scheduled for assembly. This particular vehicle was ordered by a fire department which later canceled their order. The police department fleet manager, who we rely on for our vehicles that are not fire trucks or rescues, urges the purchase due to the unexpected availability of this vehicle and due to the lack of inventory and the slowdown in production that we're seeing across the market.
Thank you, Chief. And as it states in your position paper, the reason for the exception of the bid is the availability of the vehicle, which we all have experienced has been some challenges at times, correct?
That's correct. We are seeing unprecedented delays. We have had, for instance, two rescues on order for almost a year now that we still have no timeline in effect because of the unavailability of the cabin chassis.
And this one, as it states in your position paper, this was ordered by a department that later canceled the order. So this isn't a waiting. It's ready to go. We just have to buy it.
Yes, sir. That's right. And if we didn't do the 56X request, then certainly it would be sold to another community looking for the same type of vehicle. This vehicle is less expensive than what it's replacing, brand new. It's replacing a Ford Expedition. Expeditions are several thousand dollars more than this vehicle is. And this vehicle would be a multi-purpose vehicle. In addition to being a command vehicle for our use, it would additionally also be able to tow some of our smaller boats and trailers as well, as well as move manpower around from scenes to relieve shift change when we have instances that carry over the shift, and basically a good trailer and people moving for us.
Thank you, Chief. Well done. Councilman Foley.
If we don't purchase this tonight, if we don't approve this, what do you anticipate the wait time would be to get a replacement vehicle?
I would estimate at least 6 to 9 months to be able to get a vehicle.
In a follow-up to that, the cost, what would you say an additional cost would be?
Well, I think it would put us in the 2023 year, which I do have some estimates on that. The 2023 Ford F-150 would be $42,000 is the price that we have versus the price on this vehicle, which was $34,700 before the upgrades and the lighting packages and things of that nature. So it's a significantly more money.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Councilman Gebhardt.
My microphone fell apart. Hey, Chief, thanks. Just one question for clarification on the bid. You mentioned that this vehicle was in an accident. Are there any insurance proceeds? Because the position paper reflects that this will all come from ARPA monies, but is it a combination of ARPA and insurance?
There will be some insurance monies. We haven't settled on the final cost yet. It will be no less than $14,000. We're still calculating some lighting and other damage that was included in that accident on that vehicle for to figure out the final insurance settlement.
So just to clarify, so when you finish beating up the adjuster on on that one, the total dollars that'll come out of the ARPA fund that we see on this bid will be less the insurance proceeds from the vehicle damage.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Chief.
Hi, Councilman.
Chief, do we have any of these vehicles now, these police responder four-wheel drive crew cabs?
We do not in the fire department. I believe they're relatively new to the market. I don't believe that this type of vehicle, the F-150 police responder vehicle, has been on the market all that long. From what I was reading in some research, it looks like it's something that's relatively new on the market that Ford has been advertising. It's more of a beefed up vehicle to handle the idle time, the electrical components, and things of that nature on the vehicle.
What is the difference between this F-150 police responder four-wheel crew cab replacing a 2012 Ford Expedition Battalion Chief Command vehicle? What's the difference between the two vehicles?
Cost would be one of them. It would be more expensive to replace the damaged vehicle with a new Ford Expedition. That would be $3,000 to $4,000 more, at least, than a Ford F-150.
Is the coloring of this police responder four-wheel drive, is it all red like the rest of the fire department vehicles?
It is, yes. And because it was ordered by a fire department in red and then canceled, it just so happened that it was be the exact color that we would order. Otherwise, we would, if we did order a vehicle again, we'd be at that 6 to 9 month, again, that's an estimate time range, to order a vehicle, which at that time we'd order it red, but this one, was ready for assembly and they already had it scheduled for the color red.
I was curious because on my way over here today, I had what I thought was a police SUV pulling up behind me, not with lights flashing or anything, just in the normal course of driving. And it went on to pass me and it caught my eye because it was labeled fire department this and Warwick fire department that, but it was a black vehicle with some red stuff on it. So that's what prompted these questions.
So that vehicle that you're speaking about is a replacement vehicle. That is a former police vehicle that was being decommissioned from its current use in the police department that we were able to use on a temporary basis to due to the accident of having the vehicle totaled. So the fleet manager in the police department was able to take that vehicle and very quickly, he really did an outstanding job on it. And I'm very grateful to him and to the police department for accommodating us in this time when that vehicle was destroyed in the accident and allowed us to put another vehicle in service. So that is a vehicle with high mileage and at the end of its life for the department, but it's able to get us through this time in a pinch.
So that was something that would just transfer it over to the fire department, such as the police department transfers some of their old cars over to another department.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, thank you, Chief. We will get into the remainder of the bid package, the items that are underneath the required 50,000 threshold. I would request through the committee, then to the council, then to the public, any items people would like to have taken out to be discussed. I would like to start per request of the sponsor to call on bid 2023-143, which is number 6 in our packet, found on page 20. I would like to discuss that. Any requests from members of the committee? Councilman Foley.
2023-140, item 12.
Thank you. 2023-140, that's number 12 in our packet. From Ward 1, that is also found on page 88.
And that's why I'm asking, had a poll, 2021-064, item 15.
He also requests that we pull 2021-064, that is found on page 115. And that is from Ward 1, Councilman Foley. Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt. Do you have an item number on that? Number 8. Thank you. So 2021-093, Ward 9, that is found on page 27. Members of the council, are there any items from the bid packet you would like to discuss? Members, department?
Yes, I just wanted to step back to one that has already been addressed, 2023-091. We are going to request to hold that to the next meeting so we can get the appropriate information from the vendor to satisfy the council person.
2023-091?
Yes.
Okay. So after I'm done seeking all, I'll then go back and I'll request a PCR for that so we can hold, correct? Okay. It's item number 3 on the bid package, 2023-091. Per request of the department that this item be held, may I have a PCR? It's PCR 100-22. Christy, is there a time that you would like to hold it till?
September 7th, please.
September 7th?
Yes.
Per request of the sponsor, this be held till September 7th. Former bid 2023-091 is now PCR 100-22. I make the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Double seconded? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. Are there any items from members of the public that they would like to discuss on the bid package? Are there any items from members of the public that you would like to see discussed on the bid package? Thank you. We'll go Mr. Broska. We'll go to, could she borrow your microphone? Oh, you just requested it. Got it. Item number 6 is bid 2023-143, website hosting and support. This is found on page 20. Good evening, Director Carlucci.
Good evening. Excuse me. Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award the web hosting and site maintenance for the www.warwickri.gov site to Civic Plus. And it was originally in the amount of $4,961.25. I had requested this to get it into the council in a timely fashion, the customer service rep to give me the pricing. She gave me a good faith estimate at the time. And then on Friday, we actually received the invoicing from their accounting department, and it was $109.66 higher
So instead of $4,961.25, it came in at $5,070.91. And I would respectfully request that we amend it to the upper amount.
Thank you, Director. May I have a PCR? Bid 2023-143, website hosting and support is now PCR 101-22. The amendment would call for an increase from $4,961.25 to $5,070.91. Any questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? May I have a motion to amend?
Motion to amend.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a motion? A motion as amended?
Favorable as amended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The next item would be on number 8 on our packet. It is bid 2021-093, maintenance contract for Xerox multifunctioning copiers and HP LaserJet printers. This is found on page 27. Councilman Gebhardt.
Thank you. Thanks, Director. I just saw this one come up and saw the shift in strategy about the intent to go out to bid. So I just had a question because I know we kind of shifted maybe last year to take this in-house, and I just wanted to see how that went and why the change in going out to bid and incorporating maintenance.
It went very well, but as I had said right along, the cost of doing inside maintenance, time and materials, obviously increases as the machines get older. So I started to chart a declining return for us. So it started, it certainly is not at the maintenance agreement level that it was, but we're now starting to, number one, hit copiers they can't find parts for, and starting to buy used copiers as kind of supplementals for repairing them. So the intention is to go out to bid and replace them, but due to some budget changing around, we don't have that quite yet. So we still have enough money. We've done well enough that we haven't spent the allotted funds yet. We have enough money in the budget to cover all the maintenance charges. I just need to extend it out until we can go out to bid and start replacing these.
Got it. Thanks. And with some of the consolidation happening of offices, is that going to also decrease our need for as many machines?
I would like to think so, but I can't guarantee that at the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Follow-up questions from the council? Questions from the public? Questions from the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the item is number 12 on our packet, bid 2023-140, police recruitment. This is found on page 88. Councilman Foley.
First point of order, is it appropriate to combine the two because they are titled the same, police recruitment? So my question is, why are there two items with the same title?
Yes, one of them is actually a 612. We're looking for a little bit extra money for spending authority from the previous bid because we went over the spending authority due to a late test that we had to do in June. And the second one was the actual new bid moving forward for 2 years.
Okay. And so by answering the question the way you did, you answered my other questions. When are these taking place? So basically one is to catch up on the last recruitment, and then the next one will be December, correct?
Possibly. We haven't set a timetable yet, but normally, yes, every 6 months or so. At this time, we're having a written test and a full-blown process.
So how are we staffed right now in the police department? Are we fully 90%?
We're actually looking pretty good. We have 7 officers that are in the academy that started 2 weeks ago, and all 7 are still there. We've had a few retirements that were just announced. So we're hovering near our all-time high of 175. You know, we're not quite going to get there, but we're probably about 172, 173. If those seven people graduate from the academy and no other people retire between now and December.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from the committee? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the council? Questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Thank you. So, Council, did anyone, since it was called out, would anyone like to discuss 2021-064 police recruitment? Found on page 115, Councilman Foley said his question was answered. Questions from the committee? Questions from the council? Questions from the public? Thank you. May I have a recommendation on the consent calendar?
Favorable action.
I have a favorable. All those in may second. I have a second? Thank you. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Next is the Finance Committee agenda. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes on July 18th?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all. PCR 98-22, resolution relative to abatements. Good evening, Director. How are you?
Very good.
Thank
you. Mr. Chairman, members of the Finance Committee, members of the Council, this month we have abatements for you in the amount of $53,443.91. Nothing really remarkable. The overwhelming majority are just exemptions that were applied for. So, but I'll answer any questions you might have.
Thank you so much. Questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council on the abatements? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
A motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on our agenda is PCR 27-22, Flock automatic license plate readers. I'm going to respectfully ask that we hold this item until the second meeting in September. However, for the reason is this is to purchase the cameras. Coming up in the ordinance committee, we have before us is a discussion on guidelines of what a policy would include and if we want to take the next steps. So I think that we should first look at an ordinance and policies that follow with that, and then if the council wants to move forward with some outlining, then they can, the police department can come back with this request to actually purchase the item. So I respectfully request that we hold this. However, we will have a discussion on this overall subject at the next committee, which is the Ordinance Committee, which will be convening right after the Finance Committee meeting this evening, tonight. So that is my request to the chairman and the committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a request to hold PCR 27-22 until September 19, 2022.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number four is PCR 87-22, traffic light repairs. Christy? All right, there you are. Good evening.
Good evening. This was held at the request of Councilman Lattisar for some issues with the invoice. At about 1:20 today, I received an email back from the vendor with all the backup documentation that was requested. I did send it along. It just didn't make it out to the whole council mm-hmm. in time. I do have copies of what they submitted if anyone wants to see it, but it does speak to what the charges were. And furthermore, it's like there's a document here for one of the items. It was $100. It's dated 11 it's dated 2019. So not only were they were giving us prices from 2 years ago, they were giving us prices from a bid that they were no longer under contract. So they were our previous vendor for this, for these. This bid goes from October, 25th to October 24th of every year. They were our vendor before the current one, and they honored the prices under that bid. So I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you, Christy. You got the information today, and we will have discussion on this, but I feel it's best so that we can get the information to the council members, especially the councilman who requested it, that we hold this till the next meeting so we can get the information disseminated.
Okay.
Thank you. But because we spoke on it, I'm going to ask if there's any questions, but the intent is to hold this until September 7th. Are there any questions, comments from committee? Questions, comments from council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. Christy, when was the request sent to A&M for that information?
I emailed them on August 4th.
August 4th. And they just got back to you today?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions, comments from the public? Questions, comments from the public? Hold on one moment. Should we do it? It's a motion to hold. Should we wait? Make a motion that we hold till September 7th, 2022. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you. I'll give everyone a heads up that the final item on the finance report, but we're not going to discuss until our member, is PCR 88-22. It is repair diesel fuel fill. So we will discuss that. Christy.
I have not yet received the backup documentation for that item, so I would request a hold to 9-7.
I apologize. Please, could you repeat that?
I haven't received the backup documentation for that request yet, so waiting for the vendor to send it. So if we could hold it to 9-7.
Certainly. The request of the department is to hold this item on PCR 88-2022. I apologize. PCR 88-2022, repair diesel fuel fill until September 7th. Correct, Christy?
Yes.
Thank you.
So move. Question?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, please, Councilman. Before committee? Council, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman.
Councilman Lazar.
Christy, when was that request made?
On the same day.
On the same day?
August 4th.
August 4th?
Yes.
Okay. And our council meeting was July 18th. Okay. And they haven't gotten back to you at all yet?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to hold.
Motion to hold till September 7th?
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. The time is now 5:44 p.m. and the Finance Committee is closed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The next committee is the Ordinance Committee. That will start at 6 p.m. So the next committee is the Ordinance Committee.
Thank you.
So ordinance will convene at 6 p.m. First thing on the docket is acceptance of minutes from the July 18th, 2022 meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next, we have PCO 6-22, an ordinance regulating the use of automated license plate reader technology. This was asked to be introduced on behalf of the administration. Colonel, if you'd like to speak on this.
Good evening, Chairman, Council President McAllister. Over the last few months, since the department has been working on the Flock camera purchase, we've come across some concerns that we wanted to address. These concerns were heard here in council chambers. They were also heard throughout the state while other cities and towns sought to purchase this equipment. One of the concerns that there was no legislatively established limits on the camera's use. One of the other main concerns was that there was no way to prevent the technology or the equipment's capabilities from changing once the cameras are put into place. As a department, we sent these concerns to the Finance Committee in the hopes that we could come up with an ordinance or an ordinance could be drafted that would allay some of the fears and concerns from some of our community members. I think the ordinance committee put together a very good ordinance, which provides definitions for the automated license plate readers and even narrows the scope for the purposes of this particular ordinance. This ordinance would indicate that it's for law enforcement purposes only and must be governed by department policy. This goes on to provide for approval and notification of the policy to the mayors and the members of the city council. This would also apply to any future changes to the policy as well. The ordinance that we're discussing now also covers parameters on the scope of use. This ordinance would make it clear that these cameras could never be used in conjunction with facial recognition for the purposes of photographing individuals, for capturing audio, for motor vehicle enforcement, and for federal immigration enforcement. The ordinance also states that data collected cannot be shared with third parties other than other law enforcement agencies.
Thank you, Chief. Do any members of the
Thank you. Do any members of the committees have any questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
Good evening. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Councilman Sinapi, for your work on this. I do have some concerns and suggested amendments. My primary concern is the what if subsection D is not actually followed as intended. Subsection D reads, data collected by an ALPR technology system shall not be sold or shared with any third-party individuals or entities, excluding law enforcement agencies. In principle, I think that that's great. I do have a concern about the enforcement mechanism of that and what happens if there is a violation. So I would first yield for further discussion, but if it is appropriate at this time, I could share comments on a potential suggested amendment.
As far as actually making an amendment, I prefer to wait so everyone's had a chance to speak, but if you have thoughts as far as what the bill should ultimately look like, I mean, feel free to voice them now, that way people have time to consider it.
Thank you. I would extend that sentence in subsection D to continue to read, excluding law enforcement agencies that similarly have policies prohibiting the sale or sharing of any such data with any third-party individuals or entities, excluding law enforcement agencies with similar policies. I would also add subsections E and F. Subsection E would read, in the event that any law enforcement agency does sell or share any such data in violation of subsection D, the department shall demand that such law enforcement agency delete any such data provided by the department, take all reasonable take all reasonably necessary measures to delete all such copies and disgorge all proceeds of any sale to the city. Subsection F, all copies of such data referred to in subsection D shall be deleted within 30 days, except pursuant to policies adopted by the Board of Public Safety in accordance with the provisions of this section. Specifically, the reason that I included subsection F is because the bid from Flock details that it has a policy of deleting data after 30 days. I understand that subsection B of the proposed ordinance would allow for the the Board of Public Safety to set a policy on the retention or storage of that data, the use of the data, and inform the mayor and members of the city council of the policies that are set. And so I think that it would be a best practice to have on the books that the base policy should be to delete the data after 30 days while allowing the Board of Public Safety to have exceptions to that. Certainly there should be exceptions where the data has been identified and that data would need to be used in a certain prosecution. However, we don't necessarily want to have months and months, years and years of data lying around that could really build that picture of where people are day in, day out, their daily commutes, habits. That's exactly why Flock has that policy that's designed to limit the amount of data out there that could really construct a person's travel over those long periods of time.
There's just one I want to check in on. I got the sharing and selling other than to law enforcement agencies with similar policies. I got the 30-day limit. You wanted language in as well for the mandating of deletion and whatnot, correct?
Right. My thinking on that is that if, say, Warwick were to adopt ALPR technology and then share it with a different law enforcement agency, then we would want that data to similarly be deleted in a reasonable period of time. We wouldn't simply want to have these copies going out to different agencies and end up being stored on the cloud or on hard drives for years on end outside of our control.
All right. Do any other members of the committee have any questions or comments? In that case, Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to just comment on the ordinance that's proposed at this time, and if the councilman makes a formal amendment or amendments on the council floor or wherever his pleasure is, then I can comment on that. But for just purposes for individuals here and for my colleagues and people watching at home, what we're looking at here is kind of setting the guidelines, almost guardrails of what the city council is looking for in an ordinance related to these types of license plates. There's also another section of the government here that has a big role in this, and that's the Board of Public Safety. They will be the ones with the actual policy that's an administrative duty that works with the police department on that. What we are really proposing, what this ordinance is really proposing is guardrails that we would like to see included in here. And I know the Colonel highlighted them, but I just want to stress, because I know people are worried about a number of these issues. So included what the city council is considering at this time is there would be no facial or recognition technologies used for this camera. You can't be, you know, photographing or producing images of people in the car, pedestrians around the car, or any bystanders. There'll be no recording of audio with these cameras. These cameras are not to be used for motor vehicle code enforcement. And another very important point that I think we all want to highlight here is these cameras would not be used for federal immigration enforcement. So this is setting up the guidelines of kind of what the city council is looking for in any policy to use these cameras. So this is kind of a first step, if you will. Then the Board of Public Safety will have the actual policy in itself, and they would have to be the ones that enforce it with the police department, just as any other police policy is done kind of on the administrative end. So I know it's a little wonky and moving around a little bit, but I just want to highlight that what we are considering this evening at the city council is kind of guidelines of, or guardrails, if you will, of what we are looking for that should be included in a policy. And that's why I requested that we hold the purchase of the discussion of any purchasing this evening, because I think we need to get this done first, see what the guidelines are, see if we can get something in place. Then we'll all get to see what the policy will be by the Board of Public Safety. And then if and when this moves forward, if or when, I should say, the police department can come back and purchase. So we are not looking at purchasing any actual cameras this evening. We are looking at setting up a guidelines that would be included in a policy, which the Board of Public Safety will be working on, which is a different branch of government here in the city. So I just wanted to highlight that. But the big takeaways from this ordinance that we are discussing this evening, the city council, if this were to pass, we as a council are saying we want to make sure that these cameras would not be used for facial or voice recognition. They would not produce or record images of individuals in these cars. They would not be able to take pictures of the pedestrians around these cameras or bystanders. There would be no audio capturing recordings. Again, no motor vehicle code enforcement. And they would not be used for federal immigration enforcement. So these are kind of some of the guidelines that are before us here this evening. And then there's still multiple steps on that. So I just wanted to take a minute to highlight that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do any other members of the council have any questions or comments? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. So Councilman Ricks has presented to us quite a bit of additional comments this evening for consideration. And also, Council President, you indicated as well that this eventually has to go to the Board of Public Safety for them to establish policy, correct? So once they establish policy, does that come back to the City Council for approval? Or are we locked into whatever the Board of Public Safety determines and decides is going to be policy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Councilman Lattiser. The ordinance presented before you this evening would establish certain restrictions on how the technology could be used, and then should the council move forward with the ordinance and with the potential purchase of the items, in order for them to be installed and operated, the Board of Public Safety would have to approve a policy, or it could reject a policy, that's presented by the police department. Those policies would be referred to us so we are aware what's going on in real time, but that policy is not under the current draft returning to the council for further consideration.